Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
We're all right. We're all right. Hello, geeks, and welcome back to Social Geek Radio. We have a very special guest, a very good friend of mine, Jam Hashmi, the CEO of ClickTex. How you doing, Jam?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio today. Probably the biggest discussion point at some of the conferences that you and I frequent revolves around what should one do with a branded franchise development website. And I couldn't think of anybody better to bring on and maybe talk through some of the controversies and maybe talk a little bit about both sides of some of these arguments that we seem to hear at these conferences. So I really want to dive deep into that today. But first, let's find out a little bit about your story. Give us some background about you and about ClickTex.
Sure thing, Jack. I kind of got involved in franchising actually by mistake, as oftentimes a lot of people do.
Or you and me both. How does that keep happening?
So I started my career when I was in university. I studied genetics, microbiology, and classical literature, and only did classical literature because it ends up being a better conversation topic than science, right?
So, right. Got
out of school and I thought I was going to go to med school. I didn't have any money. So I thought, hey, maybe I'd work. I joined a franchise organization, a Canadian franchise brand at that time in the digital marketing space. And fast forward 12 years later, I ran the franchise development for that company. I put out over 400 franchise units in about 30 different countries with a big focus of franchise development in the US and Canada. Learned a lot about franchise development, franchising. I learned about what worked from a lead gen perspective because that company was just an engine from a lead generation perspective online. They were oftentimes the premiers in doing stuff online from a lead gen perspective. So I learned all of that and I decided, hey, why not take all my experience with the digital marketing that I had learned and combine that with my experience in franchising and start a digital marketing agency specifically geared towards franchisors and franchisees. So that's what I did with ClickTex about 5 years ago. Things have been very good. We've been blessed. We have now over 100 franchisors that we work with on both sides of the house. Everything to do with their websites, be it franchise development websites or consumer-facing sites. So we design, build, host, maintain those, as well as everything on the consumer side. Be it running marketing campaigns for their franchisees to increase foot traffic or get more leads submitted, everything under the digital marketing umbrella for brand dev and consumer facing marketing that a brand does. And so as I was building that company, I kind of had too much time on my hands, as you often find yourself. So on the weekends, I moonlight as a software company. I built a company called Franchise Soft, which is, a franchise management software enterprise level solution that franchisors can use. It's a SaaS company. We have an office out in California. It's a Delaware Corp. And now we have just over 30 franchisors that have started using it. We rolled it out of beta last year. It's got a full franchise development CRM system that the FranDev people can use to work the leads as they guide them through the FranDev discovery process. That same CRM can be used by the franchisees as well. It's got a franchise management operations modules like training and onboarding and support, ticketing systems, email marketing, drip campaigns, and so on. So it's an all-in-one franchise management software. And so that's kind of what I spend my time doing. And today I find myself speaking to you on your radio show.
Well, thanks again for joining us. And you know what I love about your story is you're using technology to really sort of follow that business owner through the journey or the life cycle or whatever analogy you want to use, from marketing to these people and finding them and starting a conversation and then pulling them into a place, hopefully it's the website, where they can learn more and they can really engage with the brand. And then through the relationship management software that you have now. So I think too many people put the technology before the relationship, but it seems like you're using the technology to further the relationship, and I really love that. Today, I really wanted to talk mostly about the websites, though, specifically the FranDev websites. Every franchise system has one. Many have one that maybe in your opinion or my opinion are not as good as they could be. So I just kind of wanted to talk through some of the best practices and maybe talk about some of the things that you see out there that brands could improve upon. Let's start there. Is there anything that a lot of franchisors have been doing for 10, 15 years or longer on their FranDev website that you see just does not work anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question because, you know, oftentimes people are resistant to change. And what worked 10 years ago or even 5 years ago is something that doesn't work today. So, you know, we've been fortunate that the franchise development websites that we have designed, a few of them have won awards by industry magazines as being like the best franchise development website in a number of different categories. So a few things that I find that, you know, franchisors have been doing that simply doesn't work is franchisors oftentimes rely on just one pipe into the market, one means of acquiring leads from the market. So for example, some franchisors, and I know them, I meet them all the time, they don't have an online strategy at all. They simply rely on franchise consultants or franchise brokers to be the source of all franchise candidate leads that they get. And it's a fine strategy. You know, franchise consultants and brokers, you know, are clients of ours. We've worked with many of them, helping them with their lead generation. And so they provide an invaluable service, but there's a big world out there of people that perhaps don't use franchise consultants or brokers. Other franchisors may only rely on a referral system from existing franchisees, or some rely only on conversion, a conversion model where they go to an existing, you know, mom and pop shop, swap out the sign, put up their flag, and essentially try to franchise that small business into their franchise model. But in today's market, I think a more holistic approach is needed because franchise candidates are accessing your information from multiple channels, multiple devices, mm-hmm. right? So some of them are reading about your franchise through blogs that they read. Some of them are visiting websites that feature lists of different franchisors that they visit. Some people are learning about your franchise by talking to other individuals, like physically talking to them. And others are actually talking about your brand through social channels that they frequent. The issue here is that there's a narrative that's happening about your brand online and offline through a variety of different channels. If you're not either part of the conversation or in some cases leading the conversation about your brand, you're really missing out. And so, you know, things that don't work are don't focus on a single strategy. A more holistic approach that kind of ties everything together is what's required. You know, they say the average person has to go out there and experience your brand 7 or 8 times before they actually inquire about it. Think about the fact that, you know, before you go in and bought, you went in to buy your last car, how much information you consumed online and offline before you went and talked to the actual dealer that you may have bought your car from.
Yeah, you so know, I always find I find the car analogy works really well with franchising. And you're absolutely right about the research. The last car I bought, you know who the salesman was? It was me because I went and researched this. There was one specific car that I've been looking for and I researched it and I've read so much about it. And then it was just a matter of finding who had that car available. So the sales guy didn't have to really work too hard because I'm an awesome customer. I did all the work for him and did all the research. And I see the same thing happening in franchising, right? People are researching things about your brand that you have no idea what they're doing.
And I will just add a couple of stats. In fact, I was listening to a very, very prominent speaker, someone that's been in the franchise industry for a much longer time and someone that I respect. I've gone out there and he was talking about how much information is actually consumed before someone goes out there and inquires about your brand. And the statistic that he put up on one of the slides that he had is he said, I think it's like 53 or 57% of the research that person does to make a decision has already been done before they engage your development rep for the first time.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Half the selling is already done before. So if you only have like one page on your website and it's got a form that's buried at the bottom and you don't provide any information up front, and you're hoping that by creating that scarce mentality and hiding things behind the door that people will, more people will inquire about your franchise, you missed the boat.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, getting back to what you were saying about, you know, the contact form and everything, and this is kind of where I want to go next. What are people doing really poorly on these sites that knowing what we know about the amount of research people are doing ahead of time, you could really help yourself. And I think the number one thing that I see on sites, and tell me if I'm wrong, is the contact form is hard to get to.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny because you bring that up. I was last year, I was a judge for kind of the best franchise development websites. And we reviewed like 200 websites that were submitted, from big, big brand names that you know about, mm-hmm. to little names that are emerging franchisors. And I'll tell you, one of the common things that I came across when I went and literally I clicked through 200 websites and kind of gave them a score, the first thing I was looking for is, how prominent is that lead form for me to request information? Because internet users are fickle, right? I know, people go to your website, within about 3 to 5 seconds, they're either bouncing off that page and never coming back, or digging in further into your website. So what's the impression that you're making? How are you designing your page so that you're capturing that person's interest and immediately offering them a means to request information? And so we find that the forms that are buried, that are 2 clicks away, I saw one company that had a form that had like 30 fields in it. And in my head, I thought, yeah, I mean, who has the time to fill out a field? Like if I'm interested, I want to fill out the minimum number of fields and then see if I can get some information. Like, I'm not interested in providing you my second born's net worth. Like, that's not important. You know, I'm at the surface when I'm doing research. I want to make sure I provide the bare minimum amount of information.
Maybe they really wanted to make sure that these were going to be hardworking franchisees and they were really, really make them work for it, I guess. Yeah. I've seen a few similar things that it makes me wonder if the brands don't realize that they're in a competitive situation, because if someone is looking at your franchise development site and thinking about your brand, they're probably looking at several others at the same time. And if you're making it hard to buy from you, if you're putting up too much friction, guess what? Your competitor is guaranteed to have a new franchisee fairly soon. So aside from contact forms, what other types of things are you seeing that brands are really hurting themselves with on these sites?
They're not providing enough content. So remember I said 53% of that research is already done prior to someone engaging. So, you know, they're going out there and users are going out there and they're seeking information. Like I said, control your brand messaging by providing them that information. If, for example, there's an investment required and there's a working capital requirement, put that information out there so that they're getting that information from your company versus reading it on some random website, which may or may not have correct information.
Right, right.
You know, if there are some frequently asked questions that you get during your franchise development process, put those on the website instead of going out there and having these people ask about, you know, what people think about your brand and then reading some third party reviews that may or may not be favorable. Control that message by offering that information. The average website on the fran dev side, we always recommend 20 to 25 pages of content. And it's funny, we're building a whole bunch of these, in the last couple of months. And oftentimes franchisors ask me, well, what am I going to say about myself? And I'm going to say, well, you're going to let the consumers dictate that. We do the keyword research to find out what are the commonly asked questions that people are typing related to your brand. You know, oftentimes, questions like, how much does it cost to open a fitness business, is a great question if you're a fitness franchise. Mm-hmm. Are you providing that content on your website? Yes or no. If you're not, you're missing out. If you are, you have a chance of getting someone that's interested in that type of concept and searching for that keyword. So 20 to 25 pages of content, but don't just write about random stuff. Spend the time on the strategy, understand the keyword research, understand what keywords are actually being searched related to your brand and related specifically to the type of franchise you are. Fill your website with that content.
And let's talk about that content a little further. Is it mostly facts and figures that you're having success with? Is it more narrative, you know, storytelling? What's really working these days?
It depends on the brand, right? Some brands have a message. So for example, one of our brands takes a little bit of a humor angle, so their taglines are humorous, they're engaging. So they're not all kind of formal and financial related, but they've got a little bit of a personality. So they present information in that manner. The information is still factual, but it's presented in a narrative that is friendly, that is jovial, that has a little bit of a wit associated mm-hmm. with it. But if your brand is not that, then describe the information in your brand voice, still providing factual information. People want facts and factual information, but provide it in the narrative that is the voice of your brand. Doing that is going to be successful.
And is the written word most important, or are you having success with videos on these sites as well?
Big time on the videos. You know, they always say that. Okay. I think more videos are consumed, daily now than over the last, I don't know, whatever, 10 years or something like that. It's very prominent. People like visuals. They like hearing stories about your franchisees. When they see the visuals of the franchisees talking, they can relate to those. So make sure that you are putting visuals and, you know, video testimonials of your franchisees or a day in the life of a franchisee, not only from your high sales gung-ho type franchisee, but also from the ones that are more thinkers. Maybe they're more detail oriented. So make sure if your concept indeed caters to those types of individuals, make sure you have testimonials from those. Different personality types will relate to different people. And so covering the gamut will allow you to make sure that, you know, you're capturing ideal candidates that fit your brand.
Yeah, I like that. And they can kind of see themselves in that video, right? And kind of see what their life could be like if they proceeded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And perhaps later on, we'll talk a little bit about it. But, you know, going through a franchise development process where you have 45 minute to an hour phone discussions and you're banging away at the phones with these guys, and this guy is maybe, you know, he's sitting back, he's tired of holding the phone in his ear, he's tuning you out. You've got to have a visual hook, something that they can visually see and go through and touch and feel while they're going through your franchise selection process. And we'll talk about how our franchise development CRM ties into a virtual brochure and provides that experience. But that's kind of a franchise sales process related question, but I think it ties into the visual need that you
Excellent.
Were talking about.
Excellent. Very good. I do have a couple of more questions before we get to that I'm dying to ask you, because I really want your opinion, especially on this one. There's a big controversy, and I don't really know how long this has been going on, but it seems to me over the past year or so, it's really heated up. You and I were at FranTech this past year, mm-hmm. the IFA Franchise Innovation Conference. I think we were in San Diego, some city, right? And there were a couple of sessions where this same subject popped up, and it really turned into quite a debate. There was at one point I thought a couple of guys were going to throw down on this, but the topic was, should a franchise development website be on a separate domain from the brand consumer site, or should the franchise development area be part of a subfolder of the brand site? What's your feeling on this? And first of all, like, why is this turned into like the biggest topic in the industry lately?
So it's turned into the biggest topic in the industry because everyone is an expert nowadays, right? They watch a YouTube video on Facebook advertising, and next thing you know, on their Facebook profile, on their LinkedIn profile, it says Facebook advertising expert.
Yes, Facebook expert and public speaker. Yes, we should all put that.
Yeah, exactly. So there are four basic structures of how you can set up your franchise development website. For emerging brands that are budget conscious, they don't have any money, what I've seen is one profile page. So on their consumer site, they have a tab that says franchising. You click on that, a page opens up. and it's one page or two pages of information about the franchise opportunity with a form. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like a just a page, a profile page, if you want to call it, for the franchise opportunity. That's low cost, low impact, because again, like I said, you're not covering all the questions and all the content that people want to gather in one page. But it is a budget conscious decision. Number two, the debate is, do I want to put it, the franchise development website, and if I have 20 pages, do I want to put it as a subfolder or a subdomain of my consumer facing site? So if your consumer facing site was franchiseconsumerbrand.com, do you want it as, you know, franchiseconsumerbrand.com/franchise development, or do you want it as franchisedevelopment.franchiseconsumerbrand.com? You see? So whether you have it as a subfolder, which is on the right side of the domain, or a subdomain, which is on the left side of the domain, that's the debate. Google is smart enough to index, and we've built sites in both. Don't get me wrong. We've built sites as subfolders and subdomains. Google is, some people say, well, sites index better if it's subfolders. And that's not true, because we have websites that are equally indexing just as well if it's on a subdomain. So the debate between subfolder and subdomain is a moot point. Google is smart enough to index subdomains and subfolders. However, the gold standard, and this is what we always recommend, the gold standard is to carve out all franchise development related content, put it on a franchise.com domain that you go out there and register. So if your brand is called xyz.com, register xyzfranchise.com as a top level domain, put all your franchise development related stuff on there, prominently link it from the consumer side to the franchise development side, not vice versa. Don't link back from the franchise development side to the consumer side. You want people to go from your consumer site, which will have a much larger presence, much larger audience, people experiencing your brand, eating your burgers, working out your facilities, and then realizing, wait a minute, man, I want to own this business.
Right.
Clicking through to the franchise development button, and then get taken to a separate window that opens up that's franchise development only. And the reason why you want to do that, certainly you can track all the traffic starting from your consumer site that ends up on your friend dev site that fills out a form, which is great, so that you know that you're not missing anybody, prominently linked. But number two, Google has this thing called latent semantic indexing. Okay, complicated. I'm going to go nerd on you for a sec. Okay,
go for
Geek
it.
Radio, I'm going to go nerd on you.
Geek so, it out, brother. Geek it out.
So latent semantic indexing is kind of the way that the Google spider has learned that associated words can be grouped together in a theme. And so, for example, if I'm talking about workouts, fitness, dumbbells, barbells, and nutrition, those are all thematically related to the fitness industry. Mm-hmm. You see how that works?
Yeah.
So because Google is now ranking websites thematically, you want to make sure that the theme of your website or your top level domain that you have, the theme is contiguous. Don't talk about tacos for sale at $2.99 on Tuesdays. Oh, by the way, invest $50,000 franchise fee to open up your own taco shop.
Yeah.
You see how those things are not thematic?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yes, there is debate. Yeah, people are passionate about it. Yes, some people have success on subdomains and subfolders. Low cost people put up one profile page. But listen, the gold standard is top-level domain prominently linked from your consumer site with 25, 30 pages of thematic content, investment levels, training required, support provided, time to open up, working capital requirement. You see how all of that is associated with starting a business, starting a franchise?
Mm-hmm.
That content doesn't go out there and say, hey, you can go out there and clean windows and, you know, put 3M film on windows. No, it's talking about the cleaning business, but it's thematically segregating that content so that consumer facing content is on the consumer side, brand dev content is on the brand dev.
Excellent. We're running a little short on time, Jam. So what we'll do at the end is I want to share your contact information. So if any of our listeners want to learn a little bit more about that, I can't stress enough that Jam is probably the best expert that I've spoken to on this subject over the past year or so. So real quick, one note that I wanted to mention that this episode of Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The May issue is available now at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. And also, we look forward to seeing our good friend Jill Abramson, the editor-in-chief of Franchise Dictionary, and her entire team at the International Franchise Expo at the Javits Center, New York City, May 31st through June 2nd. Check out the new issue of franchisedictionarymagazine.com. That's franchisedictionarymagazine.com. All right, Jam, we've got just a couple of minutes left. Give me a prediction for something that you see going down in the franchise development website space in the next year to year and a half. Any big changes coming our way that we should be looking for?
I think two things are going to disrupt the way that franchise development people sell franchises. And this may be a little out there, so I'm going to put it out there. What you're going to notice is kind of two main things. Number one, how many times have you, on your Gmail, when you receive an email, you see that Google is auto-suggesting responses based on the context that it's reading in your email.
Yes.
So you see that? So what that's doing is that Google's using its artificial intelligence to go out there and come up with a response, so you don't even have to think and type it out. I was just listening to some of the new things that Google has launched, that you can actually go out there and have Google book an appointment at a hair salon for you. And it's actually all artificial intelligence that's doing it for you in the background.
Wow.
So it actually makes the phone call to the salon, asks for your, if they have an opening, asks for a service, is able to understand what the person is responding on the other side, knows your schedule, and books it in based on your availability.
The Google Assistant program. Is that right?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. It works on something called a duplex. In fact, it's a pretty cool video if you ever wanted to watch it online. But how does that apply to franchise development? I think that number of 53% of information is already consumed before they're engaging your first brand mm-hmm. is going to increase.
Yes.
And a lot of that's going to increase because that franchise development process is going to become self-serve. Now I can go into a McDonald's. I don't even have to talk to a cashier. I've got a big screen. I can click through what I want, order what I want, pay for it, and just pick it up at the window. I can do the same thing with Walmart. They deliver the groceries right to my trunk. I don't even have to go into Walmart, for mm-hmm. example, to do it. So imagine if you could go out there and automate a lot of your franchise development process using chatbots, artificial intelligence, answer common questions, so that it's a self-serve process that candidates go through. I think that's going to be something that's going to disrupt how franchise development is conducted today.
Wow.
Number two, equally important, is the use of mobile text messaging. Mm-hmm. How many times emails come in and they get buried down into your box and then you never get to them again? They say, people are responding within seconds to text messages and within days to emails. And so if your franchise development process, when someone fills out a form, doesn't enable you to go out there and have the user contact, connect, do something through text messaging, you're missing out. I read a stat, more than 50 or 60% of the leads were never even voice contacted because salespeople gave up, after three attempts, three emails, yep. Guy's not interested. Yeah. But the text message engagement is much higher. And so I've got some great friends and I was talking to them about it as well. And if you're interested, I'm happy to talk to, refer somebody on. They've got a great system that allows your franchise development process to include that text messaging component and engages into two-way text with franchise candidate leads, increases your chance of connectivity. I think those are the two things that are most relevant to our franchise development sales process and how users are going to experience our brand in FD over the next 12 to 18 months.
Awesome. We've got just about a minute left. So if you would like, give us some contact information where people can reach out to you, LinkedIn, Twitter, email. What's the best place for someone to schedule a little time with you?
Connect with me on LinkedIn. You can look up Jam Hashmi or look up ClickTechs, ClickTechs, Tango Echo Charlie Sierra. And once you connect with me on LinkedIn, I'm happy to go out there and share my email address. And get on a call and talk things through.
And we'll have those links on the Social Geek Radio website and the Social Geek Radio Facebook page as well. Jam, promise me you'll come back very soon. I want to get a little bit deeper into the franchise management and relationship space. And I know you guys are doing a lot of cool stuff there. So let's do that very soon. Okay.
I appreciate your time. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio today, and good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.